Yerushalmi Ma'asos corresponding to Bavli Bechayrus Daf Yod Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Aleph on Amud Beis on the 10th line. Pelav Shnia. Pelav Shnia ben Lazera ben Lehevke ben Chutzored. The Mishnah taught that if one uproots turnip or radish from his property and plants them elsewhere in his property, if he planted for their seeds, they're obligated. And the Gemara says it makes no difference whether it was done for its seeds to declare it Hefke or to replant in Chutzored. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah in Maseches Peah says that if a person didn't leave Peah, he's still obligated to separate it and it's exempt from Masus until he smooths the pile. And this indicates that if he declared them Hefka before they were smoothed, they're exempt from Masa. But here in the Tosefta you said that if he planted them to make them Hefka, they're obligated. Tamanu Mavke ala Kol, Vamhacha hu Mavke ala Gedulim. The Gemara answers that there he would be making them entirely Hefka, but here he only makes the growths Hefka but not the roots. Since only the roots are obligated and the growths that will outweigh them are not, he has negated his obligation to tithe by making only the growths Hefka, and he must therefore tithe them before planting. Vahatanin and Chutzlaret Shnihi, Chutzlaret ben Le'ika ben Le'gedulim. And the Gemara brings the proof that Tosefta also taught the case of uprooting to replant in Chutzlaret, and in that case, could there have been a difference between the roots and the growths? V'achol ha'shnia ben le'ika ben le'gedulim. And the Gemara rejects that and says, no, here, when he plants intending to make it hefka, doesn't it make a difference whether he made the roots or the growths hefka? Adat Reb Shimon ben Lakish, do'ama tevel batal b'roiv nicha. The Gemara says a question. Now, according to Reb Shimon ben Lakish, who says that tevel is annulled in a majority, it's fine since the roots are annulled in the majority of growths, so he must tithe before he plants since he negates his obligation to tithe them. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that tevel is not annulled in the majority, he should plant and wait until it's grown and then tithe all of it. Otherwise, he will tithe from that which is exempt for that which is obligated. The Gemara answers that perhaps the Yochanan and Rav Shimon Lakish disagree over when it was completed and became obligated in Masses from the Torah, but a case such as here, where it was incomplete, so the obligation is only rabbinic, all agree that the Tevel is annulled in the majority. He says Rav Barbar Koyen, Koyen Rav Yosi, Vatanin, and Koyotse Boy, Zeyfe Masik Shinis Alvu, Im Zeyfe Nikuf, Inve Betzir, Im Inve Oilois, Volei Tevel, Shinitma Medivrayim Hu. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Abba Bar Kohen asked Rabbi Yossi that the Mishnah in Challah taught that if olives or grapes that were picked by an owner became mixed with olives or grapes picked by the poor as oilulus, which are exempt from Maisa, if he has other tevel of olives or grapes, he should tithe from them according to the amount of olives or grapes he had picked. If not, he should view the mixture as if all of it is tevel. Aren't olives and grapes usually pressed, and if so, they are not yet complete and are rabbinically tevel? So why isn't the tevel annulled in the majority even according to Rabbi Yochanan? Amrib mana kimtiye v'shemen zeisei masik shenis avin shemen zeisei nikuf. Rib mana answered that the Mishnah can be explained to refer to oil rather than olives, so it's obligated from the Torah. Amrib mana lo shonu ela lezera ha lechol pata. Rib mana said that the Mishnah taught that if one uproots turnip or radish from his property and plants them in his own property, if he planted for their seeds, they're obligated, since this uprooting is their completion. This is specifically when he replanted to harden and produce seeds, but if he replanted to grow as a vegetable for consumption, they are exempt since he will tithe them after they grow. Rav Chiya quoting Rav Yochanan disagreed. He said whether planted for seeds or for consumption, they are obligated since the uprooting is their completion. Rechanina says since they are being transferred from a year of obligation of Masa Sheni to a year of Masa Oni, alternatively from a year of Masa Oni to a year of Masa Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan and Mishnah Rabbi Yanai, Arima Shel Betzalim, Sheshrisha, Hatoilish Mehem Beshabbos, Potter, Ishisheshaina, Roitzel Bashrasam. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said that if a pile of covered onions took root, one who detached them from them on Shabbos is exempt, since he had no intention that they take root. Amalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish, my ichpala Shabbos gabi taos, which is a lo taninan ela einoi choshish lo mishim kilayim, lo mishim shviyis, lo mishim masus, v'nitalan b'Shabbos. Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, why are you comparing Shabbos to taos? Even though for taos it's still considered attached, but for all other laws it's considered detached. As the Mishnah taught in Maseches Kilayim that if a person covered turnips or radishes under a vine, since he had no intention that they take root, there is no concern for kilayim, shviyis, or masus if they grew there, and he may take them out on Shabbos. Amma, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Abo, Chami, Ma Amma, Lai Amma, Ela, Mai Ichpala, Shabbos, Gabi, Taras, I should say. Hashriyas Ichpala, I should say, Shafila, Eina, Reitze, Rashosam, Hashoshosam, Shehen Asurim, Mashem Svichim, I should say. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Abo, come and see what Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, that he only asked why Rabbi Yochanan was comparing Shabbos to Taras, but Shvius is comparable to Taras, as even if he doesn't want them to take root, they become prohibited as Svichim, but the Mishnah he quoted taught there's no concern for Shvius. And we skip the next few words. Amr Rav Meisha Rav Zeira, Vadai Hi Duraba. Rav Meisha said to Rav Zeira that if we don't compare Shabbos to Taharos and it's permitted to detach, certainly there will be no prohibition of Svichim. Ilutani Batzel, which is a Yechidi, Yos. Had Rav Yochanan spoken about a single onion, Reish Lakish would have agreed that ideally it's prohibited, since the Mishnah in Kilayim was discussing bundles of turnips and radishes where it's clear that he wasn't intending them to take root. Hishrishu Bekupa, Harim Mechaz Kosam, Lamasus, Oleshvius. The Tosefta says that if they took root and earth in a box, they are considered to be detached, and they keep the same status as before for Masas and Shvius. But for Tumah, even if they took root, they are not considered attached, so if they were Tomei, they retain the Tomei status. Heshishu ba'aliyah harihing b'cheskosam lamasas l'shvius v'imhayu tumeim olu midei tumasam. If they took root in earth in an attic, they keep the same status for Masas and Shvius as they are considered to be detached. But for Tumah, they're considered attached. If they were Tomei, they become Tahor. The Chizkosam, that Amar Olu. The Gemara asks, well, if for Masas and Shvius they're considered detached, why for Tumah they're considered attached? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Elah, HaToyra Ribsa b'taras Zoroim, Ma'ataima v'chi Yipol min Nivrasam al kol Zer Zeruah ashi Yizra Tahor Hu. Rabbi Yossi answered, quoting Rabbi Elah, that the Torah included it when the Pasuk says in Vayikra Per Gid Aleph, Pasuk Lamad Zayin, and if of their carcass falls upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it remains clean, which means that any type of sowing purifies its tumor. Tani la yitlush, ava batalash is tani tani chayev, is tani tani muta. The Baisa says, if a person covered turnips or radishes and they took root, he shouldn't pick from them. If he did, one tana says that he's liable, and one tana says that he's permitted to pick. Manda ma'osa matir, manda ma'chayev, potter, nicha. The Gemara asks, well, it would have been fine if one would have prohibited and one permitted, or one had said liable and one had said exempt, but how could one permit it and one say that he's liable for it? Dei sucha, deloi, should say chayev potter, Reb Shimon Lakish, omar, osa mutter, should say. The Gemara answers that Reb Yochanan's texts were liable and exempt, Reb Shimon ben Lakish's texts were prohibited and permitted.